With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, j'espère que vous allez bien. Aujourd'hui, je vous retrouve pour un nouvel épisode de Simple Caféine, un peu différent de d'habitude aussi, j'avoue. Et en fait, la vraie raison aussi, c'est que en ce moment, j'ai eu pas mal de visites de mes proches. Et c'est quelque chose sur lequel je voulais, entre guillemets, travailler, ou je voulais m'accorder plus de temps avec mes proches, plus dire oui, plus facilement. Donc j'ai eu beaucoup de chance depuis le début de l'année. J'ai eu, en fait, je pense en 4 semaines, j'ai eu 3 visites. Mon cousin est venu, vous avez pu écouter le podcast Anecdotes d'enfance avec Louis. Ma maman est venue le week-end dernier, c'était la première fois qu'elle venait depuis que j'ai emménagé à Paris et honnêtement ça m'a fait un bien fou. Franchement, passer du temps avec ses proches, du temps qualitatif qui vous fait sortir de genre votre mode de vie, qui vous fait même redécouvrir la ville dans laquelle vous habitez. En fait, je me suis rendu compte que je connaissais pas tant Paris que ça. Je vais toujours au même endroit, je me casse pas le cul à sortir, à visiter des musées, à faire des trucs qui me diversifient et qui me font me rendre curieuse. Je sais pas si vous voyez ce que je veux dire. Et je me suis surtout rendu compte que faire ces activités-là, ça m'inspirait beaucoup dans mes contenus, dans ma façon de voir le monde, dans ma façon de faire les choses. Être enfermé dans une bulle, rester dans son confort, c'est jamais quelque chose de bon pour l'inspiration. Je m'en suis rendu compte justement en décembre dernier quand j'ai fait tous ces projets que j'ai adoré faire, qui étaient un peu l'aboutissement d'années de « je regarde, je m'inspire ». Mais après avoir passé 1 mois, 2 mois dans ma bulle, avec moi-même, avec mes idées, bah t'arrives à un moment donné où t'es saturé. Alors avec ma maman, on a fait des musées. On a été voir l'expo des années 80, qui m'a énormément inspirée, vraiment, Ça se voit pas directement dans mes contenus, je pense, mais c'est des petites inspirations, des petites influences qui viennent par-ci, par-là, dans ma façon de faire mes contenus, dans ma façon de varier mes contenus, dans mes vidéos YouTube, dans mes plans, dans ma façon de monter, dans ma façon d'aborder les sujets aussi, tout simplement. Et puis là, avant que ma maman arrive, mon coloc, Loris, est revenu. Je vous l'ai pas dit, mais il s'est absenté pendant 2 semaines. Non. Il s'est absenté pendant 2 mois, pardon, et il est revenu genre 1 semaine, 2 semaines, puis il a dû repartir parce qu'il monte ses projets, il est super occupé, il fait des rendez-vous. Et c'est pratique parce qu'il est parti environ quand ma maman est partie aussi. Et 2 jours après, mon copain est arrivé. Donc autant vous dire que quand Loris était là, mon meilleur ami, ça m'a fait du bien de prendre ça un peu plus relax, de pouvoir parler avec lui. On parle beaucoup de ce qu'on vit, comment est-ce qu'on se sent, quand on travaille de notre côté, comment est-ce qu'on peut s'améliorer, ce dont on a besoin. On m'a beaucoup parlé en fait, on s'est même fait une soirée pyjama où on a regardé Outer Banks. Donc autant vous dire que c'était vraiment le trouver une meilleure balance, et là je l'ai vraiment senti. C'est plus facile d'avoir une meilleure balance quand il y a quelqu'un qui vit avec toi et qui a aussi un mode de vie un peu le même que toi, genre dans l'entrepreneuriat. Tu peux te lever avec lui, tu peux te dire « Ok, il se couche maintenant, c'est vrai qu'on a bossé toute la journée ». Ça sert à rien de faire plus, t'es fatigué. En fait, c'est chouette de pouvoir partager ça avec quelqu'un. Et puis là, du coup, depuis quelques jours, mon copain est arrivé. Et ça fait du bien aussi. Parce que ça faisait 2 mois qu'on s'était plus vus. Et en 2 mois, il se passe beaucoup de choses. La dernière fois qu'on s'était vus, c'était à Montréal. Ouais. Dernière fois, c'était trop mimi. Il est venu me rejoindre. On a fait Nouvel An ensemble. Et là, il va partir en Espagne. Et avant de partir en Espagne, il avait une semaine de vacances. Alors il est venu la passer avec moi. Sauf que c'est pendant la Fashion Week. Donc j'essaye de trouver un équilibre entre créer mon contenu, écrire, j'adore écrire mes podcasts, penser mes vidéos et passer du temps avec lui. Mais je suis fière de moi parce que j'y arrive. Et savoir dire non, savoir dire stop, savoir enlever des trucs de sa to-do list sans se dénigrer et sans trouver qu'on fait pas assez et qu'on est nul, c'est beaucoup pour moi en tout cas. Voilà. Donc du coup, je passe beaucoup de temps avec lui. Donc tout ça pour vous dire que l'épisode de la semaine va être très court et c'est presque plutôt un update de comment je me sens et comment est-ce que j'essaye de dealer avec les choses en ce moment, en espérant que ça puisse vous aider aussi. Et puis j'ai demandé à mon copain si ça lui dirait de faire un petit débrief de cette Fashion Week et de ces quelques journées avec moi à Paris. Donc à notre plus grand bonheur, vous allez entendre la voix de mon copain. C'est en anglais, mais je pense que c'est assez facile de le comprendre. Vous me direz si vous avez compris quelque chose, si vous avez besoin d'une traduction sur le compte Instagram de Simple Caféine. Mais je trouvais que c'était un chouette plot twist à vous apporter pour cette semaine, comme c'est pas un long épisode. J'espère que ça vous fera plaisir que je partage ça avec vous. Et moi, je suis super excitée d'entendre ce qu'il a à dire. Un peu stressée, j'avoue, parce que s'il est déçu, s'il aime pas, s'il est... Ouh. Mais j'ai hâte de l'entendre. Yeah, can you just, like, keep talking?
Okay, it's March 2023. This week is Fashion Week. We've had a great time. Had a lot of cool events.
Did you have a great time during Fashion Week?
I've actually had a very good time. All the events we've attended, I've had a lot of fun at. You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you.
You told me before we got here that everybody who works in fashion is mean.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Can we not say this on the podcast?
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I wasn't. She didn't tell me people were mean. She told me that.
No, because for example, people from the agency, you know that they were kind. I'm friends with them. I saw them in London. So that's not true.
Okay, sorry. I don't know who's mean exactly, but somebody was mean once. I don't know.
I think people in general during Fashion Week and people in fashion, they love looking at you and they look mean. Are they actually mean?
No, have we met anybody that's been mean? Every single person has been nice, I think.
I think.
Yeah, except the person who stepped my toe. He was mean.
Who?
Somebody stepped on my toe. Yeah, fuck him. Hey, can we swear? Is that okay?
Yeah, you can.
We can swear? Sweet. How does this work? We just talk and then you edit it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can we whisper?
Yeah, you can whisper.
Amazing. I can whisper the whole time.
I'm not sure it's very comfortable for people.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, people. If you're in your bed, I hope you had a great day and you're all cuddled up nice and tight and happy and you're going to have some sweet dreams.
Cute.
If you're on the subway, I hope it smells good. Because the subway here smells terrible.
Do you think Paris' subway smells terrible?
Not as bad as New York, but not great, no.
Do you consider yourself as a kind person?
I hope so. I think everybody has high and low moments. I have a question. I probably shouldn't talk about what I do, right? Otherwise they can figure out who I am very quickly.
I think you can say sport in general.
Okay. Well, one part about being an athlete is that it's kind of a specific environment where you should always be respectful and sportsmanlike, but you're competing. Like, you need to try to win and beat the other person. And to have the right mindset, you need to be a little mean sometimes. What I enjoy about it is that all the tendencies that you have to be ambitious or aggressive, you get to channel all those in the moments you're competing. And then the rest of your life, it's outside of competition. You should be nice in these moments. You're not trying to beat somebody. You're not trying to win or take something that somebody else has. Everybody's on the same team when it's not during a game or a match or in competition. So,
Wow. Have you ever done an interview before?
Not a podcast.
You speak well.
Of course, yeah.
We could be co-hosts of a podcast.
Oh, wow. No, I don't know. Well, do you think we have the chemistry?
I don't think so.
Oh, sad.
What do you like about Paris?
I mean, there can't be many better cities to walk around in than Paris. For me, New York or Los Angeles, it's not so... I know if you've never been there before, it's so unique and interesting and things that you've seen in magazines or in movies, but it's not so... It loses its charm very quickly, I think. Whereas in Paris, the architecture and the buzz and the people and the culture... I don't spend so much time here, but I don't think this could ever get old. I understand why it's such an epicenter of art and culture, and I'm not sure it would ever lose its magic. So
it's funny because I feel like people who grew up in Paris loves Paris. But people who grew up in New York don't really like New York. Like, they're not a huge fan of their own city. While people like the boys in Paris, they love Paris. Like, they want to live here later.
Yeah, I think the attitude from a lot of people in New York who live in New York and who've lived their whole life is, part of me hates this city, but I would never live anywhere else.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like, it becomes so much part of the identity for those people. It's interesting to me, the perception of some of the big American cities in France. For instance, I think that the experience actually living in Los Angeles or New York is very different than what you'd understand if you just went to visit or if you watched American TV series. And I worry that maybe it's not as magical as some people suppose.
What are your 5 favorite spots in Paris as a boyfriend tourist?
Ooh, that's a good question. Ooh, okay, 5 is a lot of places.
It could be neighborhood too.
Neighborhood, okay. One highlight for me has always been sitting together in the Tuileries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
at one of the fountains.
Jardin des Tuileries.
Yeah. And I think, maybe, I don't mean to have a theme here, but another highlight is certainly sitting on the quay and taking a drink at sunset.
Wow, yeah.
Those have got to be at the very top.
And we should do this again with, few people, few of my friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Maybe this is too touristic of me, but I've been to the Louvre many times over the years, and each time it's still special, and you can just go and walk and be lost for hours in there, and this will always remain a highlight of Paris for me.
It's funny because as a non-tourist, even if I grew up in Belgium, I've never been to the Louvre before going with you. That's a shame. Like, this museum is so big that I think you can go there 20 times. It wouldn't be enough yet.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So I should go more often. And it's free under 26.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Must be nice.
Yeah.
Have you told people how old I am? Yeah, you told me.
I think I told in Debbie's video.
Yeah.
Mm. Not here. Mm-hmm. Would you like to say that you're 40? He's not. Il n'a pas 40 ans. Je préfère le dire en français pour être sûr que tout le monde comprenne, mais il n'a pas 40 ans. I just said in French that. Just make sure everyone understands he's not 40.
You're not going to put any of that in there, are you?
Can I?
No.
2 more places or?
2 more places.
What? No, 3 more places.
No, 2.
No?
I said the Tuileries, the Quay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
2 more places.
Another thing which I enjoy is it's great having a girlfriend who's so into sports. I really, when I get to a new city, love to run for a workout, but also to explore the city. And we go on a lot of runs along the river, like from her apartment down to the Eiffel Tower and back, or down past Notre Dame and back. And this is just a great way to see so much of the city and like just quickly in the morning. And it's an amazing way to start the day. So sharing these moments has been really important in our relationship.
Can I know more about this girlfriend? I would love to meet her. No, she sounds nice.
No, seriously, I do these runs alone, unfortunately. I wish I had a friend to do them with. I need one more, right?
Yeah.
Oh, as a boyfriend, there are so many more flower shops in Paris than anywhere else in the world. It's like every block, there's this beautiful flower store. There's a lot of pressure, obviously, to bring some flowers home. But there's so many opportunities and cool ones to pick from if you feel the urge.
I'm glad after 1 year you finally noticed them.
The first ones I bought her are still in the apartment, very dry.
They're not in their apartment anymore.
doesn't have Valentine's flowers.
Yeah.
It's not the first one you bought me.
No, those were flowers.
Would you like to... Okay, please. Would you like to tell the story where you buy me some flowers for the first time? For the very first time, like after 10 months dating. Would you like to?
Well, it was the first time I was in Paris after she and Loris moved into their new apartment together. And I don't remember exactly the schedule. I think I was arriving to the apartment for the first time and bought some flowers.
No. Okay, I'm going to put the context. It was after 2 weeks Loris and I moved to Paris together. You came visit, and the last day you went to the gym. When you came back, you... Please continue.
So I bought her some flowers, and when I got up to the apartment, Loris answered the door. And I was holding the flowers ready to give them to her. And as a joke, I just told Loris, oh, here, these are for you. And I don't think I realized how much less special this made getting the flowers. Because she was so happy to get them. But they were for Loris.
I was so happy to see him with flowers. Because I'm obsessed with flowers. I really love flowers. Like, flowers are very important in my family. So after 10 months of dating, talking about flowers, buying myself some flowers, he finally decided to, like, very nicely bring me some flowers. Loris opened the door. He gave him the flowers. Loris was like, ha ha ha, this is for me. And I felt so sad. But I felt sad and frustrated. How can you say that? Frustrated.
It was a joke. They were obviously for you.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
My favorite part of getting you flowers is when you take them for a walk. The next day, the flowers, you get to go for a walk all around Paris. They have a great afternoon, honestly. Yeah.
That's just... Yeah. Yeah. That's what being a boyfriend influencer is. It's like taking flowers for a walk.
She goes for a victory lap, basically.
What?
You go for a victory lap.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's like when somebody scores a goal in football and they run all around the pitch celebrating. That's a victory lap.
That's it. Yeah. That's the victory lap of the flowers you bring me. Yeah, exactly.
Sports metaphor.
I think that's it.
That's it? We're just getting started.
Okay, please continue.
I thought we... Oh, now I gotta ask you some questions now.
In English? Should I answer in English or in French?
Why haven't you taught me more French yet? She doesn't teach me any French. I've been trying to learn, and it's just, you know.
You should download Babbel.
Oh, damn it. That was not the opportunity for a plug.
You asked me to work on French and style. I think we're working on both.
I've also asked her to help me learn how to pose in photos, and I get no help.
That's not true.
She only taught me how to take photos.
That's true. But you don't want to be on picture, so...
Maybe if I knew how to pose better, I'd want to be in more photos.
Okay, fair enough. Anything to say about Fashion Week, the program, the lifestyle, how it works, how you feel, how I feel, how you follow? Would you come back? Will I ever see you again? Do you any hesitation?
I think we'll manage. I've been first surprised at how friendly everybody's been during Fashion Week, and the energy's been great. I've also, a lot of the people I see on a daily basis are dressed kind of... Nope, can't say that. Whew, okay. You need to be careful what you say. Eh?
What?
I was about to say that most of the people I see every day are dressed boring.
That's not an insult.
Yes, it is.
No? You think so? Like, it's okay if you think so, but I don't think it's an insult. Maybe in the US it would be, but obviously people are dressing boring every day, and that's why Fashion Week exists. I dress boring every day.
No, you don't.
I do. Like, I put a jean, I put boots, and I put a sweater, and I go out like that, except when I have big apartment.
Mm-hmm.
All during Fashion Week. And... Don't forget, we don't own the clothes. like agency. How do you say that? For a few weeks, they don't.
They loan you the clothes.
They loan us the clothes. Mm-hmm. So obviously we don't look boring. Hopefully, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, during Fashion Week, I've had a lot of outfit jealousy. Where at first, all these people were in these exotic outfits, and I was just the first couple of days. It was just like when you watch it on in a magazine or on your phone or on TV. Like it just looks foreign and not particularly attractive. A lot of the styles, but I'll admit, after watching everybody dressed like that for a couple of days, it was more interesting and engaging, and suddenly I had some interest in wearing something really creative or unusual. I was surprised how quickly you sort of got your head in the game.
Yeah. We should go thrift shop.
Together. Shopper. Yeah.
Okay.
You're tired. You want to go sleep?
No, it's going to be a long editing for me.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Like on the podcast.
Yeah. This was fun.
Did you enjoy?
I can't wait to breathe normally, but in general, it was pretty fun, yeah.
Were you afraid?
I wasn't sure at the beginning what the interview format was going to be like. I thought it would be, I'd listened to one podcast before where it was a podcaster and her boyfriend, and it was closer to like a formal interview, like her asking questions and him answering them, and this was a conversation from beginning to end.
Yeah, you should listen to my podcast.
Well, if you did some in English or taught me some French.
It would help you learn French.
Yeah, you got to teach me a little bit before I can listen.
Maybe it could help you with the pronunciation and help to understand the different, like how the sentence works, like the order. Mm-hmm. We will work on this for the next one. Next podcast,
you promise?
Will be in French.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. So I'll see you in like 3 to 4 years. Hopefully we make it. Bye.
Bye. C'était mon anglais approximatif avec mon copain. Merci d'avoir écouté. J'espère que vous aurez aimé. Je suis un peu gênée parce qu'il est à côté de moi et je suis en train de terminer ce podcast en français et il comprend pas ce que je dis. Mais j'espère que vous avez aimé ce petit moment. C'était la surprise de la semaine. En tout cas, comme d'habitude, soyez bienveillants avec vous-même, avec les autres. SCS, à lundi prochain pour votre dose de caféine du lundi matin. Would you like to say bye?
No.
Bye. Bye.